Hey, this is Brian Friedman with WWNO Radio and NolaV.com. And today I'm here with Drew Varick, actor, stuntman, and as of recently, a competitive bodybuilder. Welcome, Drew.
Thank you. Thank you. Very, very happy to be here. Hello, New Orleans.
Well, first of all, Drew, tell us some of the roles that you've been in. Where have people possibly seen you before on TV?
I'm getting a lot of attention ever since I did American Horror Story recently.
Let's talk about bodybuilding. You know, you don't fit the, I guess, stereotypical image of a bodybuilder that people may have. In fact, you say you're the world's lightest bodybuilder. Is that true?
I would say officially by non-Guinness World Book of Standards, I am the lightest competitive bodybuilder.
And you weigh, how much about do you weigh?
27 kilograms.
Tell us a little bit about your particular challenges.
Those unique challenges would have to do with my type of dwarfism. I was diagnosed when I was 3 years old with a term called metaphyseal chondria dysplasia. It's basically a unknown bone condition. It's 22 confirmed cases in the world of how rare this is. Other than that, it is because of that I do have the same machinations as most type of dwarfism. The kidneys have fluctuations and the bones tend to go up and down due to calcium leakage. And as much as I've had a lot of tests, somehow or another I find out that always with diet, I was actually able to be better than anyone would seem. That just does so much for the body. But I also had a lot of hypertension because of the scoliosis, and I've actually been dealing with tinnitus for the past 8 years. And I mean, you can't sleep, you can't think for your concentrate or anything, and you just wonder, but you still press on, and one way or another you look at it from a positive point of view. Until you like do what you can, and I wouldn't be here, I would still be stuck at home if I didn't like choose to just like not listen to doctors. I couldn't listen to anybody, and they would always give me medication. Just find out a green diet always worked.
And let's talk a little bit about your diet. You mentioned your breakfast today when we were talking earlier. What was that again?
Quite the top nutrition that exists. It just kind of never knew about it, and then I tasted it one day, and it was like cotton candy to me. First time I had an avocado, so like my body for sure takes it, and I've never been much of a meat eater, so it wasn't too hard.
Well, tell us about this documentary that you're working on right now.
It's a documentary in the works to move forward with my particular life. It's about my life, actually, and it has a lot to do with the fact of where I've been. Enough to say I've been through hell 3 times, not to spoil anything, and then eventually get into bodybuilding and do acting and things like that. But it's a story supposed to be about perseverance and the fact that many people are interested just as much as I am seeing someone who looks like they can't do much, but without judgment, and yet here you go. They're doing something that is still brings life. Everybody can learn from somebody. And the fact that, like, hey, there are people out there that have all kind of craziness, and we're learning, but either way, we just keep moving forward.
That was Drew Varick, actor, stuntman, and now bodybuilder. You can learn more about Drew on any of his social media pages. Thanks for coming in, Drew.
Thank you.